But with that, we'll move on to a financial report from our secretary and treasurer, Ken Lent, and our business secretary, Linda Alderman. Give us a little financial report and answer questions.
This year, we proposed a budget of $148,300. And so far this year, we have raised $144,499. It's really close. Linda's been very good. Assessments were estimated at $121,000, and which was collected $117,000. That's been about as good as we've had.
And growing. I've got two others here.
She got two more accounts coming in now, so it's working really well. The budget has been working pretty good. Right now we have around $48,000 left in the budget, but we still have a big part of the year to do and some makeup work to do. Some of the expenses that we normally would have incurred through the year, we're anticipating to incur towards the end of the year. We've overspent in some areas, such as on vehicles. We've had really bad luck with vehicles this year. And so instead of spending around $6,000, we spent around $11,000 on it. Another thing we've spent hardly any money on, road grading. So far, we've only spent about half of what we had allocated for road grading, but we might have our worst months yet to come. The budget has worked out pretty well, I think, the way we'd estimated it, and we're fairly close on track where we want to go. We still have a manager to pay for the rest of the year, and we have Linda, our business manager, to pay for the rest of the year. So part of that money that's left is still encumbered. Part of that money is encumbered into having to replace the solar system at the cabin, and so that'll have to come out of that money also. It's a new solar system for the cabin. We actually used one, but a very nice one we picked up for around $12,000. Eventually we'll have that working so they'll have enough power to supply what they need. We didn't have enough copies for everybody here, I don't think.
Well, on page 3 is missing that was
that's part of the expenses, yeah.
And the expenses on there are just taxes that run page 2. They're just taxes that are paid. So.
Okay. So, right now, are there any questions on the budget or the finances, where they've gone this year? I think we've done pretty well to this point. And we should have more than enough money to get through the end of the year. We are in a situation where we'll have to spend everything by the end of the year. So there are things that we've been putting off. Cabin 2 needs a new roof. There's a number of other things that need to be done just to bring things into basic working order. Not to make this into a luxury resort or anything like that. But I don't think anyone here expects that. Especially when you consider we're maintaining 100 miles of roads and we're maintaining 10 residences and so forth for the type of budget we've got. We've done well with our cattle. We're hoping to build the herd and keep that going so that we'll have our own herd rather than having to lease out land to Robinson's. And there'll be less cattle on here, but the money will actually realize and eventually will be a lot more. Along the run, and always been a lot of help in that. He's done a lot of infrastructure around here. I think you see most of it in terms of fencing, just to keep the cattle where they're supposed to be and not where they aren't supposed to be. And the cabins themselves have held up, I think, pretty well this year. Although they do need work, we don't doubt that. Hopefully, by the time we get towards the end of the year, we'll have some money we can put into that. And take care of all these issues. I know that we've got a septic system that's gone, as well as a roof. And we may have to end up digging out all the upper cabin septic systems and having them pumped out and so forth. And we haven't done that, but as far as we know, anywhere in records. So. But really, when you think about 20 years,
well, I mean, you should do it every 5.
Yeah. Yeah. We had a problem with cabin number 4, and for the first time that I know of for quite a long time. And part of that is because our cabin usage is down in the summertime. And so the water wasn't going through the system, and if any of you have a septic tank, you know that you kind of have to keep things moist. Yeah. And so that's part of the problem why we're having the pump number 4. Otherwise, we treat the systems every year. And it just was, I think, not getting enough water down.
We've been fortunate in a couple of areas. our portion of a deer tag brought us $6,000. Some of that was from last year, and that helped out a little bit, and we were able to get some money from cabin rentals this year, which came out a lot more than we normally get. So sitting around $6,000, we picked up around $10,000 in cabin rentals. So all these things work in, and everybody helping out and trying to maintain these cabins and keep them clean when you leave them, that makes a world of difference in terms of how much money we have to spend to take care of those things. So
there's on your form here between general administration, the administration management, that's my salary, and then your management fee about the middle of that column down is Ole's salary, just so you know what the branch manager to the employees that you're paying for, what that's about.
And of course each of the board members gets their $5,000 or $6,000 a year out of that too. we've done pretty well with that.
Actually, board members do not pay dues, that's their benefit, but they put in four times as much time as that. They put in a lot of work.
Anyhow, we appreciate your support and your help. We have a practically new board next time, and it's worked out this year. Are there any questions that maybe we can answer individually? Or Larry?
Have you figured out what the dues are going to be for next year?
No, that's up to the new board. New board will come in. They probably won't know that until usually it's about December when they figure out what their budget's going to be. And then once they do that, then they try and see what they're going to need to do it. Hopefully they won't have to increase it again this year. But, you know, we lucked out this year. We didn't have a lot of expenses we normally have. And mostly because in the last 4 or 5 years, we spent a lot of money on infrastructure. And some of that's helped us survive this year, okay? So we're trying some new things. We're trying a different policy with our branch manager and the horseback rides and things like that, and we're hoping that it's working out better for everybody.
It's been awesome. The horseback rides are absolutely awesome.
Okay, that all makes part of it well worth it then. And so.
Any other questions on financial stuff?
I'm just curious on the deer tag thing. I've heard how that works. The ranch gets one from the state.
Well, I can tell you, I'll explain how the system works. For years, the state of Utah gave the Ponsonagon Landowners Association, which is a group made up of individual private landowners that join that organization. It has nothing to do with Deer Springs, but Deer Springs is one participating member in that. For many years, the state gave that Landowners Association a number of tags, which was based on the total number of tags issued in this unit. It varied between 25 and 30 tags. That body took everybody's land into consideration and divvied up those tags based on how many acres of alfalfa you harvested each year, how many acres of open range land. We qualified with our open range land. Under that system, at that time there were 168 applicants like Deer Springs that participated in that pool. Well, you divide 25 or 30 tags to 168 people, it takes us several years to get your turn. You know, Deer Springs at that time had three draw opportunities or three chances in the pool of 168. So we got about one tag per year average. Some years we'd get two tags, some years we would skip and get nothing. That's how it went for several years. And so we actually physically got the tag. We sold it to an outfitter or to a guide or to an individual or made it available to ranch members for a fee. 3 years ago, they did away with that, and the ranch still participates in the Landowners Association. The Landowners Association takes the tags that they receive, which is still around 20, because the overall unit has been cut down. So we went from 30 down to 25 and 22 down. There's about 20 tags that are issued to the Ponsonagon Landowners Association. They take all of those 20 tags and auction them off either through the Sportsman for Fish and Wildlife banquets, the Mule Deer Foundation banquets, or just on a sealed bid. They usually take 10 to the Sportsman banquets and 5 to the Mule Deer Foundation banquets, and then they auction off 5 or 6, whatever the odd number of leftover tags are. people, outfitters, bid on those, and the last 2 years they've been selling at auction or in the sealed bids from $11,000 to $20,000 per tag. So that pile of money goes into the Ponsagunt Landowners Association. This last year it was about $250,000. Now that money is divvied up back to the individual participants. Deer Springs Ranch gets about a $5,000 piece of that pie. Every rancher gets his appropriate share. This past year, there were some of the funds when outfitters or hunters buy the tag, if they don't pay it all off in a timely manner, and the association divvies up the money, and then a month later, another check for $5,000 or $10,000, whatever it comes in, they just hold that over to the following year, and that's what happened this year. We had, for this year, 2007, our portion of that fund was $5,200 or something in that neighborhood, and there was about $800 carried over from the 2006 season. So that's why our check this year was $6,000. Yeah. A little over $6,000. There's really nothing. We have talked for years about things that we could possibly do to maybe get a bigger part of the pie, and there's really nothing we can do. We have to do certain things to just maintain our part of the pie. There are things that we can do as a ranch to add to. We'll get that part of the pie, but there's things we could do to kind of court some of the sportsmen's group or hunters to say, when you draw a tag or when you buy a tag, come to Deer Springs and pay us another $1,000 trespass fee, or come stay here at the ranch. You know, we'll wine you, dine you, feed you, guide you for another $5,000 bill. And so, to some people, they're just like, I can see eyes back there rolling back in their head. That's a lot of money, but when you're dealing with people that are spending $30,000 or $40,000 or $50,000, it's nothing. So that's we have to do some improvements to maintain even our part of the Ponsagunt Landowners Association. What has happened? Because you know, when you start talking about $250,000 for doing nothing, I mean that group's getting that kind of money and doing really nothing. Everybody else, every neighboring ranch starts looking at them, oh, I want a part of that pie. So now the applications have gone from 168 to 175 to 200. You know, more people are wanting to get in and get their piece of the pie. Well, if we don't do a little bit for habitat for wildlife, if we don't put something back, those people that are, you know, just riding along for the free money are going to be weeded out one by one to say, look, you guys have been getting this much money every year, every year, every year, and you've done nothing as far as water improvement, nothing as far as range improvement, habitat, you know, the different things that we could to improve the quality and attract more deer, improve the quality for elk, for turkeys, for whatever. That's some of the things that we'll continue to do.
One of the things we've done this year is improve the water. By having the upper pond.
Have any of you been up through against the Forest Service line? Mm-hmm. That pond had silted completely full, and so we had it dug out, and now it's full of water.
Yeah.
Now it will amaze you what difference that will make. There's a lot of natural seeps that typically people would call a spring. There are very few true springs on or around Deer Springs Ranch. Our meadow has some of the best springs in the country, and they are true springs. They flow year in and year out. Most of the other things are just a seep, and it's actually water captured somewhere upstream that's held and eventually leaks down through the ground and comes up somewhere else. And a lot of the seeps down through the lower country have dried up over the years because, you know, we have not been storing and stocking up a pile of water in the big pink red reservoir. We haven't been storing up water in the little reservoirs and catchments along Middle Canyon that most of you don't know even exist back in the trees. If we don't do that, we continue to deplete the groundwater, and that's why you see the ground getting drier and drier and drier.
One of the things we did this year with the Apovoli is we allowed him to bring in some goats, and you see them up in the upper meadows, and it's going to take a while for them to show all the improvements. But the biggest thing is they're into the oaks right now, and they're taking a lot of the underbrush out. Thanks to the fire hazard. They're working on the willows.
Yeah.
And then in the wintertime, we're going to try and fence them down into the willows area, because each one of those willows will dissipate tremendous amounts of water. And so that'll actually improve our water situation even better for next year. as we do this, and we're hoping that this is going to be a continuing process. I hope you don't mind seeing goats around. I think they're kind of cute to watch, actually. But they're doing a great deal of service for us.
And we realize and recognize that we have had complaints throughout the year, like we always do about certain little things. But hopefully that you see that we're doing a little bit different, heading in a different direction, and it takes more than a week or more than a month to really get things going. The goats, I think, are a blessing. Have they been a perfect thing this year? No, absolutely not. We'll do better next year. Is the cattle situation perfect this year? No, but we're starting to make progress with horses, goats, chickens, pigs, and everything else.
So. Well, we like the goats. They do little mischievous things around the place up there that tear things up, but I'd rather have them.
We need to get our newsletters on that. We just have a story, I think. That would be really funny in there. People love that.
Yeah.